This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Barbara Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, Hunter, first name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, date of birth April 8, 1946, patient seen for Dr. Amanda Jimenez Lawson, M.D., from Quest Care, Flower Mound. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Lawson, thank you for this referral. This 76-year-old female does not smoke, does not drink, denies any drug allergies. She is here because of elevated WBC count noted on last two lab draws. New paragraph symptoms. She does complain of chronic allergies and sinus symptoms with significant drainage and occasional headache. She also gave history of asthma, and she was hospitalized in 2019. She does have a steroid inhaler, but she says she doesn't use it much. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of diabetes for last 2 years. She is on Ozempic 0.5 milligram. She also has history of hypertension. The patient had bilateral hip replacement, history of cataract removal, appendectomy. Her family history is positive for leukemia in her cousin. She died at young age. Review of system. As noted earlier, she does have chronic allergies and sinus problems. Not recently, but 2 years ago and 1 year ago, she had COVID infections requiring steroid treatment as well. New paragraph. She is on several different medications, which includes amlodipine 10 milligram, aspirin 325 milligram, Crestor 10 milligram, duoxetine 20 milligram, hydrocodone with acetaminophen as needed. She took ferrous sulfate in the past. She's on Ozempic 0.25 sub-Q. And she also is on triamterin with hydrochlorothiazide once daily and nitroglycerin PRN. Physical exam, she is 5'2", weighing 209, BMI 38, blood pressure 142 over 76, ICNT unremarkable except for some tenderness of the sinuses and post-nasal drip. No lymph node felt in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Her lab, the lab that she brought in showed elevated WBC count of 11.2. Differential count was not abnormal, however. Hemoglobin was 14.2 and platelet count was 344. New paragraph. Diagnosis on mild leukocytosis, most likely from intermittent chronic sinus infections and allergies. Diagnosis 2, strong family history of leukemia, diagnosis 3, diabetes and hypertension, and Ozempic injections, weekly nuprevorexant recommendations. At this point, I do not suspect any myeloproliferative process. Leukocytosis in this patient could be from different reasons. She has chronic sinus issues that could do that. She also takes Ozempic shots once weekly, and that might create local reaction. Also, the patient had a steroid inhaler, although she says she does not use it regularly, but that certainly would do that too. In any case, since the WBC count is borderline elevated, I don't suspect any significant underlying problem, and it could most likely be a low-grade infection or reactive leukocytosis, and so close follow-up is all that is required. I will repeat the CBC today. If anything different shows up, then we will make according recommendations. And new paragraph, thank you for your continued support. This is a consultation on Barbara Hunter. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Lawson. Thank you.